Good morning, Yarra Valley. I'm Helen Taylor, and welcome to my show, Inspired Radio. Please tune in every Monday from 11 till 12 for conversations and stories that will inspire you. I just want to give you a little rundown of why I'm here. I'm here because I'm not happy with the world out there. And over the last 3 years, I got to speak to many community and action groups in the eastern suburbs, and I met hundreds of people just like you within our community who want a better life and want a better world. And they're just trying to figure out how to do that, just like I was. And what I figured was they wanted to hear my stories because I have figured out how to do it. I've been creating a better life for myself for many years now. And when I say that, I mean I'm just living a fulfilling, satisfying life. I'm not doing anything extraordinary. I'm doing something that everyone's capable of doing. But I'm happy and I'm doing things that I love. And what I also discovered along the way was that there are actually hundreds and thousands of others out there in the world, well, in Australia, of course, and in the world, that are doing just the same as me. But let's start local, because I really believe that everything does start with us. It does start local. So I want to talk to people who are making better lives for themselves, and I want them to share their stories. So let's start a good conversation here on Inspired Radio. And today we're going to meet someone who wants a better world and is busy building a life that she loves as well. So I've got Vesna Pajoski here with me. Welcome, Vesna. How are you doing?
Grand rising, Helen. Thank you for having me here today. I'm doing fantastic. It's a pleasure to join you on 99.1 Plenty Valley.
Oh, look, it's fabulous having you here, love. It's like, you know, having a conversation in the lounge room. It's just very comfortable. And, you know, we're just going to talk about some things today that can just, I suppose, give people things to think about, something to think about and something to consider. So let me start with this. Are we heading in the right direction? In the world out there, the world outside, do you think we're heading in the right direction?
Oh, I do, and I can see two different realities going on, though.
Right? Can you?
I can.
Yeah.
So I can see a lot of people coming out of what is the current reality and wanting a better world.
And what do you mean by a current reality?
Like, I can see two different realities kind of playing out. People that are wanting to take part in what is and what always has been going on with the control of society and humanity that's out there. And mm-hmm. And the other reality is where people are awakening and coming out of that control system that's been happening for so long. So they're the two realities that I can see going on.
So you see that out there in the world, there's a control system of some sort. And I suppose for me, I put different words to it. That was all I looked at over the decades and probably the centuries. Man, and when I say man, I'm talking about men and women, man has really built some incredible systems. You know, we've got political and banking and educational and medical. I call them the systems. I say there's a lot of systems out there.
That's probably a better way of putting it, actually, Helen. So They are systems and they are in place. But I also think that we're going to be more innovative with what we've got in front of us at the moment and going forward in leaps and bounds in the next 10 years. 5 to 10 years, I think, are going to be showing and proving what our capabilities are, and it's going to be mind-blowing. So,
wow, you're seeing something very different than what we've got right now. What do you see?
Look, I've pondered it in the past couple of weeks. There are people out there that put a negative spin on technology and AI that's coming to us as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me think about it and reflect, and I'm like, right, well, you can see it both ways. There's probably going to be some negative aspects to it, but I think there's going to be a lot more benefit for us on this earth with a lot of the technology that's going to come out that'll enable us to live better ways. So I hear you.
Yeah. So you're saying that, you know, what's coming out isn't significantly bad, but it can be utilized in to benefit all of us.
Yes.
Yeah.
For example, even medical, even though there are holistic and alternative ways to heal our bodies, I'm sure that technology will also assist in one way or another.
Wow, everybody, are you ready for this? Like, we're going down a rabbit hole here. This is wonderful. It's good conversation, and this is exactly what I'm talking about. These are things that I don't think we're all really having a good dialogue, a good conversation about. So that's fabulous. Thank you so much, Vesna.
Say the holy water's watered down, and this town's lost its faith. Our colors will fade eventually, so if our time is running out, day after day, we'll make the mundane a masterpiece. Oh my, oh my love, I take one look at you, you're taking me out of the ordinary. You're laying me down to the dead and buried on the edge of your knife, staying drunk on your vibe. The angels up in the clouds are jealous, knowing we found.
Everybody, welcome back. You were just listening to Alex Warren and Ordinary. Beautiful song. You're here on Inspire Radio. I'm Helen Taylor. Thank you for listening in. We're here till 12 to keep you company with good conversation. And I've got my gorgeous friend Vesna here with me. And we're going to continue this conversation. Let's leave that rabbit hole alone that we were just talking about, Vesna. And let me ask you a question. What do you think when I say, is life an inside job? What does that mean to you?
Oh, what does it mean to me? It means that whatever's going on within us, we need to unravel, clean up and attend to, really. We need to attend to it so we can go forward in our best version, because that's really important, especially in today's day and age.
But I'm meaning more, in fact, in terms of creating our reality, right? Do we create reality from the outside? Do we, you know, kind of try to change everybody else and everything else? Or is it an inside job?
Well, that coincides with what I was just saying. So I do believe that we are the creators of our own realities, and to make sure that what we're creating is of real substance and worth, we need to ensure that we're actually clean from any baggage or any issues within us. So it's key for us to attend whatever's within us, so that we're a lighter, freer being, that we have no constrictions, and that we can flow in this universe and create what we're here to actually create.
Are you hearing this woman, everybody? I think she's got a bit of an angel in her. I hear what you're saying, and, you know, yeah, everybody out there has to look at, if you want a better world outside of you, maybe it needs to start from inside of you. Yeah, maybe that's the way that we really should be looking at things. I know for myself that I figured that out. I worked that out. It's like, if I wanted to have loving and kind people around me, I had to become that, right? I couldn't make everybody else change their behaviour. The only behaviour I could change was mine.
That's right.
Yep. Fabulous. What else can we talk about? All right. Should we be struggling? Should we struggle in our lives?
If you want to struggle, you can have that kind of a world. I think if that's what you believe life is all about, struggling, but I look on the other side of it, that we're not meant to struggle. We're meant to be thriving in this earth. We're meant to be creating and thriving. Look, there may be times of struggle, because that's only natural, because we may have layers of us that need to be exposed. So we need to sit with that struggle, understand what it is, and go forward from there. Again, dealing with within ourselves. So struggles will appear, and that's normal within our life, but how long you sit with that struggle, and if you allow that struggle to become you, is another a thing of itself. So I think you need to go forward easier.
And where does struggle come from? I mean, I know that I looked at that. I wrote a book a couple of years ago, and it was about many stories in my life about struggle. And what I realized is I actually learned to struggle because my parents taught me that that was how life worked.
So, yeah, from generations back, yes.
Yeah.
We watch and we see that's all we know, really. So...
Yes.
Yes.
Until we get out into the broader world and we start to see people operating in a different way, and we think, how come they're not struggling, or they don't sort of handle life the same way that I do?
Yeah, and you think, well, I want to do what they're doing because it's a better flow, and they're creating and they're living a better life. So why can't I have that?
Absolutely. I love that. Thank you, Vesna.
Always, 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 always politicians and the leaders when they do things by heart. Who gets the job? Pushing the knob. That sort of responsibility you draw straws for if you're mad enough. There's always the sun. There's always the sun.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1. I'm Helen Taylor and this is Inspired Radio. I'm here today having a conversation with Vesna. We're touching on all sorts of things to get you thinking out there. So, Vesna, we just spoke about, you know, mum and dad's programming and, you know, how that impacts us. Are we programmed?
Are we programmed? Are we programmed? We definitely are programmed. There are so many programs all around us, within us. And the key is, the first step, I guess, is to recognize that we are programmed.
How do you do that? How did you do that?
Seeing little things that kept me wanting to do it again repeatedly, like a snack, like a little treat. I'd have the chocolate sitting on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
everybody knows this one.
Exactly. I don't want that little chocolate, but something's like, I'm walking towards the plate and I'm like, I don't want you, but something's telling me to eat you. Just like on Alice in Wonderland, kind of, but not.
You didn't shrink in size.
No, I didn't. I can't shrink any more than what I am.
She is a petite young woman.
But so I actually, yesterday I tested it out and I said, no, that thought needs to stop. And I walked away and it stopped. So that in itself made me realise that that was a program wanting me to take that candy or the chocolate.
And you had control over it somehow.
That's right.
So if we're talking about change and conversations for change with people, how difficult is it then to change if we've got to break free of all sorts of programs?
I guess they need to come to that realization and awareness first and want to change.
Oh, good point.
Right?
You got to know that that's happening first.
Yes.
Be aware.
And without that, they're just going to keep continuing what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then what happens?
Which part?
If we keep doing it. Well, I suppose you and I are both sitting here. And I suppose the benefit that we have is that I can remember when I was programmed, right? And when I say that, I mean, you know, I when I got married, I ran my life the same way that my mum did. I ran the household the same, I cooked the same, I cleaned the same. And I remember some, and this is going to sound really crazy, but I remember going and doing the shopping and, you know, doing the cooking for the week and whatever. And during the week I had food left over again and again and again. And I thought, what's going on, right? And I caught myself. I was actually shopping for the quantity that my mum used to with a full family, and I didn't have the same size family, and I had to become aware of that, and then I had to change my behaviour.
I see, I see. So you, until you recognise the pattern, but you live out that pattern and then something stops, some awareness came within you.
Yeah, excess food.
But that was enough for you to get that realization and to stop it.
Yes.
So until you get that awareness, and I don't know what it takes, but it's different for everybody.
And the crazy thing is that it's subtle. It's so subtle. Yes. You don't know that you're doing it.
Exactly.
Hmm?
Exactly right.
Because even that same unconscious behavior, there we go, I said it, unconscious behavior, got me married in the first place. I was 26 years old and living a great life, partying, working in a law firm, having a great time. And it's like all of a sudden some unconscious button got pushed and I was like a heat-seeking missile. I had to get out there and find a husband and settle down. And up until that point in my life, I hadn't even wanted any of that.
Yes, I hear you.
Mm?
Similar for me, like I had wanted it, but I'd just been living and flowing. So I didn't, until one day I got a word, like my parents spoke to me, they're like, hey, what are you doing? Are you going to get married one day? And I'm like, okay, well.
Is so that...
They put the idea in your head.
Is that an invitation into the programming?
That was an invitation to the programming, so I believe, and it was expected of me too, but they didn't say you had to. They said, if you want to, you can, but you don't have to. So they did give you that option, right? That's what my folks said.
Yeah.
So I had the option, but I believe in a broader community and in with people in general, there is the expectancy to get married if you're brought up from a specific kind of family, I guess. It's the next phase of life.
Well, I think it was a current program worldwide, really,
yes.
Wasn't it?
Yes. And I agree with you. And so now I don't see it that way.
And now as we're talking about this, I'm thinking in terms of people changing and changing their lives for the better, we can change the name program and call it habits.
Well, even better.
They're habits.
Yes.
Everybody understands that one, right? And you were talking earlier about chocolate and breaking that chocolate habit. How do we break the habits then?
Good question. How do we break the habits? So when you see it, it's the awareness, and then I guess you're thinking, well, what do I do not to keep doing that same thing? How do I overcome that habit?
You got to be open to change,
yes,
don't you?
You do. You need to be open to change and thinking outside of the norm, I guess.
Yeah. But change, I think, too, people kind of associate that with the unknown.
And it's a bit scary. It may be a bit scary at times, yes.
Yeah.
So they got in the... And that's, again, coming to fear. So when you... Everything is either love or fear. And if it's coming to you in fear, you got to know that that's not going to be right. So there's nothing to be afraid of, really, in life. We're so powerful, really, in this body that we are. Our soul is in this body. We have been led to believe that we're not.
Do you know that for a fact? Do you know in your own life that you are that powerful?
I know. I've come to that knowing with the years, with the recent years that have unfolded.
So it's just in recent times that you've become more clear that you're this powerful woman?
Yes, I think I've had more clarity. I think I've always had the awareness within me. So it's coming to know that awareness was there and then saying, boy, we are really special. Why have we been laying low and not being presenting this special quality within us?
Why has nobody been telling us?
I know. Why are they doing that?
I want all of you thinking about that right now.
We are.
We are what?
We are so special. That's all we need to know.
Thank you, Vesna.
You can walk my path. You can wear my shoes, learn to talk like me, and be an angel too. But maybe you ain't never gonna feel this way. You ain't never gonna know me, but I know you. I'm singing and I think it can only get better. It can only get over a million. No, I know that things can only get better. I sometimes lose myself in me. I lose track of time, and I can't see the woods for the trees. You said I'm alive, burn the bridges as you go. I'm doing too far, yeah. I got the personal hurt to do it. And then you say, walk my path with my shoes.
To Yarra Valley FM, as the man said, 99.1. And this is Inspired Radio. I'm Helen Taylor and I'm here with my guest today, Vesna. And before we go on, I just want to say that you were just listening to a song called Things Can Only Get Better. How appropriate was that, by D-Ream. So let's get back into our conversation, Vesna. We were talking about programming and habits and those sorts of things. Can I ask you this question? Are we good people?
Are we good people? In what context?
Is the world full of good people? Because, you know, there's some new movie that's about to start with Joaquin Phoenix. I saw a little trailer and for the life of me at the moment, I can't remember what the name of it was. But it's basically he seems to be a sheriff and, you know, he's living in a community and he's, you know, kind of questioning how the community's running and the programs, the systems and things like that. And it turns into this great, you know, just in the trailer, shootouts, you know, he's got machine guns, there's fights, there's fires, there's people going nuts, they're going crazy, there's just all of this, you know, kind of chaos and mayhem because he's questioning the world and wanting to change it, right? Okay. And here we are having changes, we're talking about changes, and that's why I asked the question. It's like in the movies and all that sort of stuff, they seem to portray that people who want change are going to cause absolute mayhem.
Right. Wow. That's a big one there to unpack.
It is, isn't
it? That's a big one. We are good people, and there are good people in the world, per my opinion, yes. Mm,
me too.
I believe there's a lot more good people than there are bad people.
Yeah.
I believe that there's good and bad within every person as well.
So we've got the ability to be either.
Yes, we've got the ability, but that's where it comes into place. What do you choose to do? Do you do the right thing or do you do the wrong thing? Do you, because there's always a consequence and a reaction in life no matter what, whether you do the right thing or whether you do the wrong thing.
And I think it comes back to what you said before. You act out of fear or you act out of love.
Yes, totally.
Can we choose that?
Yes, we can.
Mm.
So you build your world around you. If you're wanting it lovingly and full of love, that's something you need to create and be and immerse yourself. You got to display that, right? So if you're wanting a gangster life, you're going to get a gangster life. You're going
to
have.
Well, I can tell you that because if anybody wants to read my story, I was a drug addict and a drug dealer, and you know, I was surrounded by like-minded people.
There you go.
But when I made that choice to step out of that, and there was fear in the way, but I had to step bit by bit and make better choices, I stepped out of that world, and now I can categorically say that I don't have any drug dealers and drug users around me.
Yeah, but also you probably saw that kind of life did not serve you or present real value to your world, and it wasn't keeping you floating and flowing in the best way, correct?
It was a dog-eat-dog world.
Exactly.
Everybody was just surviving, and it was full of fear.
Exactly. So you don't really want to be in that kind of a world or a life. So you're like, there's got to be something better. I want something better. And that's natural instinct, right?
Hmm.
That's how we are as humans. We want the best for us. We want goodness. We want a good life. That's natural.
That's answering the question, isn't it, really?
So
essentially, what you're saying is deep down, everybody wants something better.
Yes.
But we can have fear and limitations, I suppose, in the way. Yeah.
Exactly.
But what I'm saying too is that, you know, why is the narrative out there saying that if, and this is the word, I'm going to put it out there now, anarchy. I looked up the dictionary version of actually what anarchy is. It's a form of society without rules.
Oh, wow.
Now, to me, that just means self-governance, right? It means, you know, I'm the creator of the world that I live in and I'm going to create the best world that I can.
But it's not really what it is out there.
No.
So that's another illusion that's out there, correct?
What do you mean?
Well, it's an illusion in the way of, so, that's tricky. Okay, I believe it is an illusion. They're making us.
What's the illusion?
That we are in charge, yet they have another layer on top of us, right? There's another way that they've set up this world where we're programmed.
She's going down another rabbit hole, guys.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I won't keep you there too long because you can really go down deep.
Because the question really is are we good people, right?
We are good people, so we are essentially, but you need to believe it and see it and have awareness to it.
And what you're kind of alluding to is that there's a layer, there's something, whether you want to call it energy or the way we think, that kind of keeps us trapped into the ordinary life,
yeah,
the way that it is,
yeah, yeah,
out there.
Yes,
yeah,
that's right.
And you're right, because when I started to want to live a better life, I had to break through a few barriers.
That's,
yeah,
right.
Self-imposed or imposed by society barriers of the way that I think. Yeah.
And you were probably brought right down to the bottom of the bottom. And that's when...
Been there.
I've been there too. That's when we see that this can't go on anymore. There's got to be the flip side. And then you start creating. And things really start shifting. And the earth, the universe, should I say, the universe sees what you're doing. And it responds to every act that you do, whether it's good or negative. So when you start playing out the good role, a better life, your best version, that works in your favor as well. And things start coming to you and playing with you in a sense. The world, the universe, gives you what you need and what your purpose actually is meant for.
So we start creating what we want, not what we don't want.
Yes, when you have that realization.
Isn't that cool? Thanks for that, Vesna.
You're welcome.
Yarra Valley Radio 99.1. I'm Helen Taylor and this is Inspired Radio. We're here with you till 12 and I'm here with my lovely friend Vesna and we're talking about, you know, how can we change? How can we have good change in this world? I've done it. She's doing it. So, you know, how can we inspire you to start doing or considering thinking about doing it yourselves? So let me ask you, Vesna, this question. How should we be living in an ideal world? What does it look like?
Oh, wow. You're giving me real good questions today, aren't you, Helen? How should we be living? And that... Collectively, look, that's one word too, collectively. we need to be uniting and working together, definitely today in this world.
That's a big picture, though. That's a big picture.
So
I mean,
individually, you're saying.
Well, no, not at all. I'm just saying that what I found was, if when I was doing the public speaking to all these, you know, beautiful people in our community, they were all looking at how do we change the world. You know, how do we change the systems? How do we change, you know, how we're operating and doing things? And that's just way too big. Way too big. We need to bring it back to if each of us had an inspired way of looking at how we were going to live, that would start change. So how do you see, if you had the chance to live the life that you love and enjoy, what would it look like?
Okay, well, I'm not there yet, obviously, and I'm working towards.
We're all a work in progress,
yeah,
aren't we?
Yeah, we are. Well, right now, and what I do right now, is drink a lot of water, clean water.
So you're looking after your health?
Looking after my health most definitely has to be first and foremost priority.
Mm-hmm.
Watching what you put inside, how much you're putting inside of you. Is it clean? Is it processed food? Is it organic, right? You got to make sure that what you're feeding and nourishing yourself is substantial and the right thing, right? So you're getting enough vitamins, minerals.
That's an interesting conversation in and of itself, right? Because I've gone down a lot of rabbit holes about our health and food and things like that. Because part of me always looked at these diets that were put out there to everybody. I'm going back decades now, people. But, you know, there were so many things put to us that were one size fits all. And it doesn't work.
No.
And what you're saying is you've been finding out what works for you, how you best nourish and take care of yourself.
Yeah, and not overeating. I can be a bit of an overeater, so I've had to watch that as well. I've always had to, I've been raised, here's another program, to eat everything on my plate.
And yes.
So I've had to minimise the size of what I put in that plate or eat from a smaller plate, right? So I can still kind of finish what's on my plate, but don't eat from such a big plate.
Gosh, there's some crazy programs or habits we've been, you
Definitely.
Know, told to live up to.
Exactly. So what we nourish ourselves is one thing, and having clean filtered water, what you surround yourself with, in the way of what you're watching, what you're reading, or where you go for recreational, you know, things that get your interest.
Mm.
I think those aspects too impact me. So I'm mindful of what I immerse myself in outside of my day-to-day, my hobbies, kind of is what I'm trying to tell you. What I listen to, what kind of music I put on, whether I take some time out and meditate and pray daily, that's important to me. And having loving relationships around me. Can you go back to your question again? What was your question again?
I'm asking, like, you know, what would your life look like if you could just live the life you want?
Okay, and see, part of everything that I just said, that's what I love. But then it's going to go deeper, obviously. Like, I'd want to live off-grid and have my own place further out in, you know, the country possibly, and just be off-grid and have accessible means of food that's local to me or some way of attaining it. But then I am a sucker for a bit of technology too, so I don't really want to remove myself from the technology field. There's something within me that actually loves technology and new concepts and innovation. And so that's another side of me where some people are really afraid of it and fear it. So I actually welcome it and embrace it.
I hear you. And I think that when I was doing the public speaking with all those people in this community, I found that was a common theme. people just wanted to be a bit more off the grid. And what did off the grid mean? Well, they just didn't want a lot to do with the systems that we have in place, not to the degree that we have now, because, you know, a lot of those systems are over-regulating us and, well, incredibly regulating us. And I mean, gosh, I think over the years, everyone will understand when I say that, you know, here in Victoria, I suppose, especially, we were getting called the nanny state. You know, it's like we can't think for ourselves, we can't do things for ourselves. So we became more and more overregulated and we were told how to live and how to do it. So those people were saying, we don't want that. We don't want that, but we don't know how to not have that. So they just wanted to live off the grid, that bit of land or acreage out in the country with the chooks and growing your own veggies and stuff. And then they didn't know much more than that.
Yeah, and that's fair enough. And that's for some people can live that way. That's no problem. If that's for you, you do what suits you. You know, I think. But collectively, A, we need to work together, but also we need to fix up what's going on with the food system. So the medical, educational really needs to be shifted. Oh,
now we're getting real big, aren't we? This is
big.
The one where you start to lose people and they're like, that's too big, that's too hard.
In my opinion, that's something...
We can have conversations about that too, can't we, Vesna?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Can't you see?
let's wrap it up, Vesna. This has been really good. Thank you so much for bringing your ideas and your outlook on your own life and sharing it with people. It's really important.
I agree totally. Thank you so much for having me here. It's been a pleasure being here, and I look forward to sharing more of my ideas with
you. Oh, we'll be back again, love. We'll be back again. This was a good conversation. And I want to thank everybody out there as well for listening in today. I hope that we've inspired you with our conversation, or at least given you something to think about. I want you to enjoy the rest of your day as well, and just ask you, just give this a go. Be an example of what you're looking for in the world. This is how I started out years ago. If you want happiness, be it. Yeah. If you want kindness, then be that too. Because as soon as you do that, it starts turning up. What did you say?
More comes to us.
Yeah, do you know you've tried this as well? Be the example of what it is you're looking for. Don't go looking for it in everybody else, because when you do, it will turn up. That's wonderful. So what's your parting comment to everybody? What would you like to say to them, Vesna?
We're all doing the best that we can, naturally, but just enjoy the ride. Enjoy your life. Be happy.
Fabulous. Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody.